Tonight, after already firing more than 4,000 federal workers during the government shutdown, the Trump administration now saying that number will more than double.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
The president saying he's going after programs dear to Democrats and the Americans who work on them.
They're going to be terminated on a permanent basis, and it's thousands of people, and it's you know, billions of dollars.
But tonight, a federal judge ordering the administration to immediately halt the mass firings after multiple unions sued, calling the firings illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. The judge ordering the administration to provide information within 2 days on the people it has fired so far. It comes as hundreds of thousands of other workers are now missing paychecks as the shutdown drags on. The president has authorized extraordinary measures to pay the troops, and today said the FBI will get paid too.
We got the people that we want paid, okay? And we want the FBI paid, we want the military paid. We got the people that we want paid.
Federal judge putting those mass layoffs on hold for now. Meanwhile, back on Capitol Hill, Democrats say that the White House has now gone radio silent. There was some talk today about the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, debating the Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, on live television. But Johnson now says he will not do that until the government reopens, David.